Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. As always, our guest calling number for our friends down in the L.A. area is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including those right here in the beautiful, well, the rain was nice while it lasted, San Francisco Bay Area, the number is toll-free, 877-697-9725. Producer Kino will be hanging out in the chat room, and I will be heading right there as soon as the show's over. So if you have any questions that you would like have sent over, you can always type them in, and Kino will make sure that I get it. So, I'm calling this episode Breaking the Shell. And there is an awesome quote by C.S. Lewis. And for those of you who are fantasy writer fans or fantasy book fans, C.S. Lewis is the author of the Chronicle of Narnia series. Really very awesome. If you haven't read it or seen any of the movies, I recommend it highly. Anyway, what our friend C.S. says is, it may be hard for an egg to turn into a bird. It would be a jolly sight harder for it to learn to fly while remaining an egg. We are like eggs at present, and you cannot go on indefinitely being just an ordinary decent egg. We must be hatched or go bad. And with all things, a shell can carry the capacity for both light and shadow. I don't like saying good or bad or positive or negative, but it's just light and shadow, two very natural experiences and events that each carry sort of their own frequency, their own intensity, their own intention. And a shell, which begins as an amazing, invaluable protection, if left too long, can become a hardened and unyielding prison. And what we're going to do today is we're going to look at that shell and identify ways that you can define it and ways that it can be broken, no longer serves us. So, when we talk about shells, we're talking about that coating that is very important. I mean, an egg is not going to survive without the shell. It's needed to protect that growing life inside. And when we look at seeds, the seed is not going to survive without protection. So as we move through our experiences and as we mature and as we grow, there are definitely times when we need to have that layer of protection. Maybe something tremendously traumatic is going on in your life, and the shell that serves you may come in different forms. Maybe it's a shell of isolation. Maybe when things are going just really very badly, the most comforting thing is to withdraw and go somewhere peaceful. Isolation can be a very good shell that helps to protect you, not when it remains in place for too long. At that point, the shell hardens, and the simple act of withdrawal becomes a very intense sense of isolation that means we can no longer reach out. Because the thing is that that shell prevents what's outside from coming in. It also prevents what's inside from coming out. And when you start building up and building up that protection, it is very quickly transformed into something that imprisons. that even if you want to reach out, you can't. When we look at different types of shells we might use in order to protect ourselves, in some cases it's anger. I know folks who, when things become very stressful for them, they react in an angry way out of frustration. Well, as we know, that can develop into something that really creates what, at the very least, distance with others. It can also create future instances of distrust, of resentment, of not wanting to be around that person when they need that support most. Sometimes our sorrow and our grief can be that place of protection when we totally surrender to it, which it's really important to be able to surrender, you know, to sadness. Just don't keep it in place so long that it hardens. And then all we feel is sadness. We don't know what to do without it. So looking at these different ways of being, these different ways of coping, each one has its light and its shadow. It's not good to suppress emotions. That's another way that some people will manage that shell. The shell is made of the ability to just cut off the feelings. Nope, I don't feel it. I'm not going to let it bother me. I'm not going to let anything bother me. It's going to stay on the other side. All the emotion, all the feeling, all the hurt builds up on the outside of that shell. Now, it doesn't go anywhere, but the barrier will hold for a while. And then when little cracks happen in it, that's when it starts to come through. Then it's more intense for having been resisted. So looking at how you manage what it is that you need to deal with, how do you give yourself the breathing space? Often I've talked about creating the eye of the storm, which basically means you allow yourself in the center of all the chaos and disruption and aggravation and whatever it is that you feel is coming in on you. By allowing yourself that little kind of a bubble, you can give yourself some breathing space. You can give yourself a moment to go, okay, let me be able to look at this a little bit more objectively, which is wonderful. Understanding that it is temporary. At some point, you are going to have to deal with that other half of the hurricane coming through. And having lived in Louisiana, it is that sense of, okay, everything is still, everything is quiet, and the sun is shining, but you know the other half of the storm is coming. That breathing space is just that. It allows you to be able to take a breath, assess, and do what you need to do. Okay, all right, now we've got this other part of the storm, so we're going to manage it. This just gives us a little break from it. So by not allowing yourself to fall into, well, I've got my eye of the storm and it's going to stay there and I'm going to stay here and everything's going to be happy and fluffy, life isn't like that. Life does not hand us that, really. And it shouldn't, because it's from those points that we have to deal with disappointment, when we have to deal with disruption, when we have to deal with pain and hurt. Those are the times that we grow. Those are the times that make us strong. And when we think of all the things that a shell does to protect, it is never meant to stay. It is never meant to be there permanently. All it is to help someone or something get through a point when they're too vulnerable to be able to withstand the environment. A seed is protected inside of a shell, and then it is planted. That shell remains. That plant will never, ever be. If the acorn never gave up the shell, we'd never have the beautiful oak tree. If when you know we're allowing ourselves that time to go, okay, I've got my feet back under me, now I can go back and face the rest of this or whatever it is. Often I counsel people who are going through a lot of grieving, and one of the things or one of the tools that some people use is to say, well, the person's gone, it's over, there's no reason to talk about it. And in my humble opinion, I disagree, because that's the time when you need to talk about it most. Because the person is gone doesn't mean that the contract, the spiritual contract is complete. The spiritual contract is complete when you can be able to find closure. And that's one of the problems, that if you stay behind the shell for too long, you cannot create closure around what it is that you're using the shell to block. Now, yes, in the case of a turtle, a shell is a permanent aspect of it, but think, does that shell restrict movement? Does the shell prevent the turtle from moving forward? It does not. It accommodates it. And while it maintains that protection, I mean, you know, the same thing for shellfish, they remain enclosed in it, yet it allows them to move forward. It allows them to be within their nature. Remaining inside of a shell prevents you really from being within your nature, because it is within our nature to be hurt. You have no idea how much I wish that weren't the case. But it is. It is our nature to be happy. It is our nature to be hurt. It is our nature to love. It is our nature to be abandoned. It is our nature to both be wounded by someone and to wound others. All of these things are a part of the human condition. We can delay pain, and there are many ways that people will utilize that, from just simple denial to, you know, the use of alcohol, the use of, you know, any other addictive substance. And the trick is that we understand that it's only temporary, and we're able to move through it. All it is a breathing space. All it is a time that we can catch our breath. And when we are able to move through it, because remember, we are always, always, always in motion. You could be standing somewhere, or you can be sitting, or you can be, you know, doing whatever it is that you're doing. You are on a planet that is not only spinning, but hurtling through space. We have an illusion of not moving. We have an illusion of being stuck. Part of being stuck can be that we've built that shell up to protect us, and yet now it's too hard to break through. Thinking of the stages of grief. First is denial, then anger, then bargaining, then depression, then acceptance. We need to make it through all those pieces in order to reach where we need to be. And, you know, and it's not a bad thing. It's not painful. It is heartbreaking. And it reminds us to appreciate the times when we are not in grief. If someone in your life leaves your life, yes, you're going to grieve it. Yes, we all grieve that. And sometimes it takes a lot of time to move through that. But move through it, we do, because move through it, we must. You can choose to stay in it and reach that point where all it you know, is what you live and what you breathe and every moment that you're in it. To tell yourself a story, tell yourself a good one. That was told to me a very long time ago. And I will choose the reality of my life. I can't choose what other people do. I can't choose the choices that other people make. I can create the opportunity to choose whether or not that's going to drive me into a shell of my own making that ultimately will become my prison. Or I can choose sort of like a reptile shell. It's soft, it protects me, but I always have the ability to break through. They have like baby alligators and crocodiles. They're born with this little horn right on the end of their snouts, and that's used to cut through the shell. A shell is a beautiful thing while you need it. The question becomes, how long do you need it? How long do you choose to separate yourself? Because ultimately, we grow and we are able to move forward when we're able to step into the fire and step out of the eye of the storm and to realize it isn't stronger than we are. We can move forward or we can lock ourselves away and believe that we're safe, but we're really not. Because life is going to happen. Life moves through. We embrace it. Life is something to be embraced. And sometimes it is going to just suck beyond the telling of it. And I hope I haven't offended anybody by the word, so use of the word sucks. But sometimes it does. And it will continue to suck until it doesn't. And then it's going to be fun. And it will continue to be fun until it isn't. And the idea that we can create the shell as a tool to give us space. Often, and especially lately, I have really sought solitude in working through some things that I'm going through. And I know that that's only a temporary thing. I cannot leave my place in the world. I don't want to. I just want a break from it every once in a while. And I know there's a lot of people who just need a break sometimes. Now, does that mean I'm going to go up on the mountain where I live and just stay there? No. Because even though there is pain and frustration and hard stuff to deal with, there's also a lot of cool stuff. There's also a lot of wonderful things. I don't want to miss any of it because life is a little dash between two dates on a headstone, and it needs to be embraced as the joyous thing that it is. And yeah, there's going to be times that are going to be tough, and we break through them. We allow them to reform us, to strengthen us. It takes a lot of pressure to make a diamond, and the finest steel is forged in the hottest fires. These are things that will allow us to recreate ourselves. Do what you need to do to withdraw and to pull back. If you just need a little break from things, sometimes the best thing to break the shell, quite honestly, is a good cry. The body cries the tears that the eyes don't. And prolonged time inside the shell does not do anything for your body, your mind, or your spirit. Let yourself, if you feel you need it, have a good cry. Let yourself, if you feel you need it, be angry. Now, remember, there are always consequences for things like anger. So arrange it in a way that is positive. You know, scream into a pillow. Write it out. You know, write something that just lets everything out. If you're artistic, create art that personifies what it is that you're feeling inside, because what that does is it takes it outside of yourself, and it also breaks the shell. The shell gets thicker when we are not authentic about what we are feeling, when we try to bury it. Let it out. Let it go. Find a way that you can release it. If it means feeling sorry for yourself for a while, feel sorry for yourself for a while. You pitch, you know, you go there, but you don't pitch a tent. Allow yourself the moment, knowing that that moment's going to pass. Some people say, I feel like it's, you know, like I'm going, if I start crying, I'm going to cry forever. No, you're not. The body's not designed that way. You will exhaust yourself. Then you go to sleep. And then you wake up. And you feel less of the pressure. It is amazing all the ways we have that we can deal with the events of our lives. We are not so much defined by what we say, but by how we respond to what happens to us. And sometimes the things that happen are so tremendously hard that, well, maybe we just don't know how to handle it. If you don't know how you feel like responding to something, then allow yourself quiet time to be honest with yourself and say truly, even if it's just to yourself, how you feel. Somebody asked me, can you tell me what you're feeling? And for the first moment, I didn't know. And then adjectives started coming out. Even if you just think in one word clips, that out. Decide what it is that you feel. And you don't have to justify what you feel. Just state it. Sad, happy, elated, numb, terrified, brokenhearted, enraged. Once you're able to let words define what it is that you're feeling, then you can safely break out of the shell because you have already externalized it. The shell needs to be broken from the inside. And I have also worked with a lot of people who have loved ones that they said, I just can't reach this person. You know, I'm sure that each and every one of us have someone in our lives that they say, you know, I just can't reach them. I'm there for them. I talk to them. I call them every day, but I can't reach them. You can't reach them because the shell has to be broken from the inside. They need to decide for themselves that they're ready for something different to happen. They're ready to feel something different. Now, does that mean you leave them alone? Absolutely not. You give them a respectful space, and you just let them know you're there. Allow them to decide what they can do for you. And even if they say, you know what, I don't want anything, I want to be left alone, you can say, okay, I'm just going to sit right over there. You don't have to acknowledge me. You don't have to say anything. I will be here when you need me. So I'm just going to check in on you. I won't press. I won't ask. I'm just going to, you know, every once in a while touch base. And if you need something, you can let me know. If you don't need anything, then, you know, you don't even have to respond. That helps someone to be able to feel like they can break out of the shell themselves and realize that another shell that we can use is submersing ourselves completely in the problems of others. that's a way we avoid dealing with the things for ourselves. And I definitely struggle with that because one of the things that I do, and every day I'm dealing with a lot of people, I'm talking to a lot of people, and it's very easy to fall into setting aside what I feel, thinking, oh, well, you know, I've got to, these other people need me. We're all needed in one way or another. The question becomes, do they need me right now? Because it's really important to claim that space for yourself. While you're trying to help somebody chip away at their shell, we sometimes forget that we have shells of our own. You don't have to devalue what anybody else is going through in order to honor what you're going through. And you also don't have to devalue what you're going through in order to honor someone else. There's more than enough energy and time and space and community that everybody can be taken care of. Nobody needs to keep the shell up forever. And that probably is the most wonderful thing about community. It's the most wonderful thing about family and chosen family, that we're there for each other to help each and every one of us move through this really interesting thing known as life. So reach out. If you feel like you've been inside your shell a little too long, maybe it's time to start scratching at the inside. Because honestly, it is not as scary on the outside as it may feel. And normally, once you actually step into it, it's not as bad as we think. It is not more than we can bear. And even if you need a little bit of help with it, it's not going to be stronger than you. And we all need a little help sometimes. Reach out. If you cannot find the way out of your shell, let somebody help you. Let somebody be able to whisper in, okay, here's how you can do it. Here's the tools you need. Because there are times when we all need that help, and there are times when we're all called upon to provide that guidance. So always remember, you're stronger than you think. You are more loved than you know. And right when it's really hard, there's someone there who is praying for you and wanting you to be well. Our spirits are amazing. Let yours shine. And the shell fulfills its purpose, and then we move on. So, this is Dr. Eileen wishing you blessings and balance. Wishing you the shell for as long as you need it, and then to have it fall away, and for you to see the sun shining through it. For you to realize the storms do pass, and then you stand in the way. It's okay to be upset. It's okay to cry, because that helps break the shell. And whenever you need help, reach out, because there's always somebody there who will help you. So we'll be back next week. If you want to learn more about me, you can look me up on my website at www.the-healing-house.com. And I will be going into the chat room, so if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can log in there. Otherwise, I will be back next Thursday with another topic. And I hope that everyone has a wonderful week and that you all just be loved. This is Dr. Eileen. Take care.